let's move to item 999, and then we'll take any remaining council communications items before we recess. So item 999, please.
Is Mark here, Mayor?
Yes, he is.
999.
Hiding back there.
Appoint Mark Edlund to the Portland Development Commission Board for a term to expire July 9, 2017.
Well, it's my pleasure to bring forward this very qualified nominee to the Portland Development Commission. Mark, as we know, was raised in Portland, local guy who then went on to earn his Bachelor's of Science and MBAs from the University of Oregon. He and his wife, Ann, live here in the city, have been very involved in community life in lots of ways. When it comes to the development of our city, Mark and his partner, Bob Girding, founded their firm back in the 90s. And then the number of projects that they've been involved in is just amazing when you look at it. The PGT headquarters, taking an old warehouse and turning it into Wyden and Kennedy's headquarters, the brewery blocks, the Morrison, the Civic, the OHSU Health for, Center for Health and Healing on the South Waterfront, the Oregon Clinic at Gateway, 20 on Hawthorne, the Hooper Center, Vestas North America's headquarters, a remodel of an old warehouse. A lot of these projects have been public-private partnerships where city and public funds have leveraged private investments to get to a level of quality that is exceptional. They're also difficult projects and require a sophisticated understanding of what the private sector is capable of and must be asked to do and what the public sector can bring to these projects. And I think without people that understand that at a sophisticated level, we won't be an effective partner at PDC, and we won't be able to make things happen. What may be less known about Mark and his firm is that they now are working nationally and internationally, that they're working in Los Angeles and San Diego and Salt Lake and Tempe and Boston, and that their expertise in doing these kinds of projects here is now actually, fortunately for us, marketable to the rest of the world, because his ability to do those projects here will be somewhat limited by being involved on this board. But we think that that combination of understanding Portland and now seeing the redevelopment trends around the world is going to make Mark Edlund a great and useful and helpful addition to what is already a solid board of directors for the Portland Development Commission. So again, appreciate your willingness, Mark, to take on this important piece of public service, give you an opportunity to add anything to that resume this morning and answer any questions the council might have.
Well, I think I'd add to the resume is I like to say I used to be 6 foot and had a full head of hair, and this is all that's left. I'm very, very flattered and honored by your nomination. I'm very grateful. While it wasn't a position I sought, I certainly am excited about it. And should you move forward today with the nomination, I pledge you to bring whatever creativity and expertise and energy I can to the staff, the commission, and to each of you as we all try to make Portland a better place to live and work, which I think is all of our objectives. But most of all, the kind of trigger point for me of making a decision to say yes was the opportunity to give back to the city that I love and has been so instrumental in my career, and I had the opportunity to work here and take that expertise elsewhere. So thank you. Glad to answer any questions you have today.
All right. Questions for Mr. Edlund?
I'll just ask the big general question, which is, what do you think the appropriate role of PDC is in today's city, and how close do you think it is to it now? And if you think that any changes are warranted, what do you think those should be?
Well, I guess I would say that I've always viewed PDC about placemaking and jobs, and I think those two go hand in hand, and I think if we can do a good job of that, I think we can make some great things happen. I've said very often, I think those of us on the private side can do some cool things, those of you on the public side can do some cool things, but together we can do some really cool things. For me personally, where I'm going to have the biggest learning, I think, Commissioner, is in the outer city. Most of my efforts and work through my career have been in the inner city, if you will. One of the things I look forward to doing, one of the things I have a concern about is I think there's a lack of younger people in my industry that are coming forward to do public-private partnerships. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I would hope to bring to the commission is new people to come into the fold for the next generation, so to speak, to fill the gaps for those of us who are going to be going away soon.
This might be an unfair question, given that you've just been nominated and you're probably there's no reason for you to like know every project on PDC's agenda. But I'm just curious if you happen to have, can you identify one project that you know is on PDC's schedule in the next several years that you think is really important and you'd be really upset if it didn't happen, and one project that was on PDC's list that you think that the world wouldn't end if it never happened?
I can answer the first one better than the second one. Post office. I think it's, you know, got huge opportunity for the city in terms of creating jobs, a true mixed-use environment, continuing a lot of things that we've focused on here in the city around planning, alternative transportation, walkable communities, and inclusive communities as well. I think perhaps is the biggest opportunity that we have as a city. Projects that maybe shouldn't go forward, nothing really comes to mind right now. You know, I think that projects large and small, and if you look at our portfolio, we've got some relatively small projects that we've done over the years. And an example might be the Deschutes Brewing project, very small project relative to other things. But I think the impact that that has, the small projects as well as the big projects, can sometimes the small ones can have more impact. So I think it's often, those are overlooked often. So I think focusing on those is also important.
And I'll ask a really unfair question, which you're free to decline to answer. What do you think we should do with Veterans Memorial Coliseum?
Oh, boy. I'll decline to answer today.
Something. I'll answer something.
Mark, I appreciated the chance to talk to you privately when you came in and visited. And Hannah Kuhn sat in with us, and afterwards she was just so impressed. You and I have had the I've had the good fortune of working with you for many years, you and Jill Sherman and others from your shop. And Hannah was very impressed with the your views and the depth of your convictions. Two questions. A couple years ago, you said to me that Portland has a chance to do something special on sustainability, and you said it's time to double down. Tell us what that might mean.
Sure. I think a lot of the things we've worked on over the last 20, 30, 40 years are really coming to fruition, whether it be the bottle bill or urban growth boundaries or alternative transport or the bike thing. The bike thing's absolutely on fire. While I'm very grateful for some of the very large employers we have, and I'm concerned that we keep those people, such as Gunderson, Precision Cast, and others, because those are, you know, jobs that are good, solid family wage jobs, and a lot of them. I'm really excited about what's happening on the close-in east side at this point in time. I think the entrepreneurs that are coming to the city that joke about come to retire to Portland, I don't believe it at all. I think we've got a lot of people coming here. Some of them are creating jobs. Some of them are creating businesses. They're not all going to be successful, but I think they're going to find a way. And I think they're coming here because of what's here, the unique environment. And so when I say double down, I think the strategies that we've been employing as a city and as a state are great strategies to attract the kind of people that we want to have come here that are going to create new jobs and new businesses. Sustainability is a piece of it. It's not all of it, but it's a piece of it. I often feel like, and when I go to other cities, it's interesting. You know, what we've been doing here for a decade is in many of those cities new. And you sit down with your counterpart, a mayor, or somebody from the development commission, or their development commission, or whatever, and they are so excited to have somebody do, you know, lead gold building, let alone talk about bringing in the arts and kids to build community around that project or that community, if you will. Yet, a lot of things are kind of catching up to us. And so I think we're kind of in a position, if we don't continue to innovate, other cities are going to catch us. And I do think, I know our firm specifically has benefited from having the good fortune to be based here and founded here and work here and a lot of public-private partnerships with the city and other folks where we pioneered some things. A good example is at the brewery blocks, we wanted to store rainwater and reuse it. And this was 12, 13 years ago. Couldn't do it. It was against codes. Well, we worked together with the state, the city and ourselves and others in the state, to change those codes today where we can do that. You know, sometimes thinking out of the box about how to make some of these things financially affordable, where a public-private partnership can do some different things, I think it's really time to think more creatively and to be brave. You know, what's the big stupid idea that might change things for all of us?
Thank you. And the second question I wanted to ask you has to do, picks up a little bit with something Commissioner Novick asked you. I've seen a big shift in the relationship between PDC and the council over the past 6 years. And frankly, I think we're at a point where there's a true partnership and a lot of positive interaction and I think a sense of shared mission. 5 years ago, Mayor Hale's predecessor put a marker down and said, we're going to do a 5-year strategic plan. We're going to focus on jobs. We're now in the process of evaluating those 5 years and potentially charting a new course. And you said in your remarks that You believe that placemaking and jobs go hand in hand. One of the challenges that I've had is understanding what some of these terms mean. And I think these are terms that to the public, you know, they're sort of a blank slate. Could you just give us, just briefly, a sense of what is an example of a placemaking exercise? What's an example of a job focus? And what's in your sense, an opportunity where we do both together successfully?
Sure. Best example I can think of placemaking, while Mayor Harrells may not appreciate this for another responsibility he has, but that's jaywalking. And if we can create walkable environments where the pedestrian owns the street and the sidewalk and not the trucks, not the cars, where they feel comfortable jaywalking, then I think we've been successful. And a lot of things go into that, all the way from crafting the first 30 feet of a building, you know, the big shiny sparkling objects are fun to look at, but really where it's going to be successful is on the sidewalk and how that pedestrian is going to interact with it and what's going to cause somebody to come back again and again. One example of placemaking, I don't know who put it out there, it was probably the city, but out in front of Powell's on Burnside, there's a big metal sculpture. It looks to me like an inverted wheat shaft, and my office used to look out there, and I'd see people go out there and scratch their head and look at it. And I'm sure one person would say, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Another person would say, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But what did they do? They stopped, and it took them out of their day. Better yet, did those two people talk to each other about it? To me, that's what placemaking is about, is bringing people back again and again. Jobs, I think, if, you know, Brewery Blocks is a great example. You know, when we bought those five blocks, there was 200 people working there. Today, there's probably, I would guess, 4,000 people living and working there. Some of affordable housing also in the Luis apartments that we put in there. So I think trying to think about how those things go hand in hand, I think, is a real attainable objective for all of us.
And I have to say, since ultimately it will rest with this body to shape that strategic plan looking forward, I think we're going to benefit greatly from your thinking on this. And we're going to be imposing on your time, because I think you have a unique perspective on what makes a city successful. And however we come down on this next five-year vision, I think at the core, it must be people-centered. It must be about creating a livable city, but fundamentally, it needs to be a city that has a strong economy and people have work. And I will look forward to your guidance on that.
I look forward to that dialogue. I tell our people, go early and go often, meaning go to the community and go to the public often whenever we've got a project, because we're going into their community. And I think that approach is very emblematic of how we can all work together and make things
great. One other comment, Mayor. When we met, Mark said there were two issues that just are front and center in his thinking about the city. One is the mental health crisis that we have and how we address that, and that's clearly one of our greatest challenges. And the other one was the growing inequality and how do we address that through public policy. And I think if we are truly going to be the city that we want to become, we must address the mental health crisis because we're seeing now the product of years of neglect and underfunding. And it's become really a core component of addressing homelessness and other challenges. And the growing inequality is something that is fundamental too, and I appreciate that you identified those two as things that drive you to public service.
Other questions? Mark, thank you very much.
You.
Anyone else that wants to speak on this item?
No one else signed up.
Then let's take a roll call, please.
You want a motion to accept?
Motion to accept, sorry.
Second?
Then a roll call.
Novick?
With the caveat that my vote should not be interpreted as a blanket endorsement of jaywalking, I vote aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Mark Edlin, for stepping up. You're going to be under a different kind of microscope in this job, and fairly or unfairly, but you have a huge opportunity to help us get some policies right and to think through how we take all these different threads and knit it together to create a successful city. And I can just tell you from my own experience, with as the former housing commissioner, your firm brought the X factor that made a number of projects hugely successful. And most recently, Dan, it was the LifeWorks building. It really, frankly, it took three NOFAs to get the funding because it didn't pencil out and they couldn't get the vision right. And when they added Gerding Evelyn to the team and their expertise, it finally kind of came together. And it's a shining example of the kind of value that they bring to complex projects. So I know this is going to be a sacrifice because of the requirement that you avoid conflicts and you stay out of certain opportunities. So we're asking a lot of you. At the same time, I think you can help inform our debate going forward in ways that are unique. And so I'm grateful that you've agreed to accept this offer, and pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I'm really pleased that you're accepting this job, Mark Edlin, and really want to just recognize the career of entrepreneurial spirit and risk-taking that you have undertaken as a principal in Girding Edlin, particularly in leading the charge on Portland's expertise in green building development and sustainability. I mean, Girding Edlin was really helping lead the charge back when we were getting involved as a city, creating the Office of Sustainable Development and our city green building policy. Girding Edlin was always the one taking the risk, you know, figuring out how to use rainwater to flush toilets, you know, how to build a bioreactor down on South Waterfront to treat sewage effluent. These are big ideas, and associated with them are always big risk. Sometimes things don't always work out as expected. But I do think the fact that you are now, your company is now working in cities throughout the country and probably internationally as well is the prima facie evidence that when we develop expertise here in these things, we can export that expertise, and that helps create jobs locally. So that's a great thing, and I really appreciate your whole contribution to our civic greatness. So I'm very excited that you're joining the Portland Development Commission. Aye.
Hales.
The Girding Edlin principles of place that Mark helped craft say build community, create inviting spaces, minimize carbon footprint and energy dependence, connect people and buildings to nature, encourage transportation alternatives, craft the first 30 feet, inspire communities with art, make 20-minute living real, integrate schools and neighborhoods, preserve symbols that matter. If we could plagiarize that and call it the Portland Development Commission mission statement, I think we'd be in good shape, because I think those principles are shared values that Mark and his company have brought to Portland and that we want to do more of. So thank you for those principles and your willingness to take this on, Mark. I'm very pleased to vote aye. Thank you. Now, we have a time crisis that I want to address for a minute. I think both Commissioner Novick and I need to leave the building pretty quickly. We have some folks here that are signed up to speak to Council Communications. So how many folks that are here? Mr. Shirazi's here. So let's take you, Mr. Shirazi. Anyone else that was on our previous agenda? Okay, good. Let's do that.
So, Mayor, are you going to put 1001 to the afternoon?